Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Iviana, Communications Director for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, a brand new health center for the South Side. Columbus City Council member Priscilla R. Tyson and community leaders have opened the newest health care center in our community. The John R. Maloney Health Center is in the 1900 block of Parsons Avenue. The original Maloney Health Center was closed in August of 2006. Since its closing, the center's services have been offered without disruption through Columbus Public Health. The center will house the Columbus Neighborhood Health Center, including Columbus Public Health's Women, Infant, and Children program, which offers nutrition education, foods, and breastfeeding education to support women who are pregnant or breastfeeding and infants under the age of five. Here's Health and Human Services Chair, Councilmember Tyson.
Today, we are reopening this new $9.6 million health facility. It will not only provide wonderful medical services to our residents, but we are also honoring one of our own, the late council member John R. Maloney. And it's just amazing to think that, I don't know how many, it seems like only days ago, that we were standing outside with his great-grandchildren, and they had their pink outfits on like they have today, and they were just really enjoying the day. And it was a cloudy day, and the sun came out for the groundbreaking, and it's so great to see them here today. The city's investment in the South Side goes beyond this celebration today. This medical facility is an anchor in the development of a multifaceted plan known as the Gateway Initiative, which is a public-private partnership that is helping to revitalize this community. City Council has partnered with the mayor and other community leaders in making this investment because each of us recognizes that the health of any community is vital to the long-term growth of our neighborhoods. We are also partnering on other projects related to this revitalization and this resurgence. The rebirth of Reeb School, which will be a center for social and community services. New housing as a Southern Gateway Homes. We've also supported new home repair programs that Councilman Craig has supported with the Better Municipal Care for Veterans programs. We also have the Southside Renaissance, which is a repair program. We've invested in safety, park improvements, resurfacing, which Councilmember Paley is responsible for, stormwater, electricity, water lines in this community. It has taken all these partners to be able to come together to begin to continue to move the South Side forward. So on behalf of Columbus City Council, I want to thank again the mayor. I want to thank Erica Clark Jones for her work. I want to thank Ms. Konecki, who's in the back. Thank you for your work in this community and all the community leaders who are coming together to support us. Of course, I want to thank Dr. Long, who's our city's top doc, ensuring that we'd have this facility. I also have to thank Paul Rakowski, because we would not be standing in this building if it weren't for Paul Rakowski, Steve Louie, John Hansen, and Dave Bush. Thank you so much for building this great facility for this whole community.
That was Councilmember Tyson. Funds for the $8.6 million project were a result of the 2008 voted bond package. This year, the City of Columbus has placed an $842 million bond package on the November 5th ballot. With voter approval, issues 1 through 4 will drive new investment into Columbus neighborhoods and strengthen the local economy, all without raising taxes. Here's Columbus Health Commissioner Dr. Teresa Long and Mayor Mike Coleman.
Today is a beautiful day, but it is a new day and a new beginning for all Southside residents and their families. With the rebirth of the Maloney Family Health and Wellness Center, residents now will have access to the comprehensive health care services they need and want right in the middle and the heart of their neighborhood. The nutritional services of our Columbus Public Health WIC program, the primary care and preventive services offered through the Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers, the ancillary and the specialty care services offered through the OSU, the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, behavioral health care services from North Community Counseling Centers, and the important work of the Moms-to-Be program, which is an OSU affiliated with many partners, All of these make a statement about this state-of-the-art medical facility and make it the place for top quality care in our neighborhood, this neighborhood, your neighborhood. Southside families will now be able to find the health care services they need to help address the health challenges that we face. And many neighborhoods have challenges, and yes, there are some right here. We all have them in our own backyard. Indeed, I am proud that our WIC program, our Women, Infant, and Children program of Columbus Public Health, will be one of the proud tenants of this new facility. The nutrition and education services we provide here will help women achieve better health so more babies are born healthy and safe right here on the South Side and throughout our community. Columbus Public Health is proud to partner with all of our others that I've just mentioned on this new John R. Maloney Family Health and Wellness Center. Together we can protect and improve the lives of all Southside residents. It's a commitment that we all share, and it is a promise fulfilled starting today. Several years ago, Mayor Coleman stood right here before you and promised a new state-of-the-art health and wellness facility in the heart of this proud Southside neighborhood. And today, he has traded his hard hat for a red ribbon as he and the rest of us and all of us will open the doors to this promise and welcome a new dawn for a better health and better health services and better health for all Southside residents. Please join me in welcoming our mayor, Columbus Mayor Michael B. Coleman.
Thank you, Dr. Long. Boy, isn't this fabulous? Isn't this great for the South Side? You know what it represents? It represents promises made and promises kept. That's what it is. Promises made and promises kept. And it took a lot of people to work together to get to where we are today. And I want to acknowledge someone special, and that's Senator Charlita Tavares, who was on the Health Committee when we started this a long time ago. Actually, we started this many years ago when the old John R. Maloney building was falling apart, not too far from here, from poor design. And I ordered it closed and demolished, but made a commitment with council, with the community, with Dr. Long and many others, that we would bring back the John R. Maloney Healthcare Center in bigger and better form to serve more people on the South Side than we ever have. And so this is a proud moment for the city of Columbus, a proud moment for me personally, but also a proud moment for those on the South Side. Congratulations for this wonderful, wonderful effort, all of you. This was a journey. This was a journey. There once was a building here called the Schottenstein Department Store. Remember that?
Yes.
That was vacated, and we took it over, and then we tore it down and said, this is a perfect site for rebuilding this neighborhood. And so we've worked hard to get there with Priscilla Tyson and Steve and Pat Gabby and Linda Henry and so many others who've been engaged. And so the city, we said, you know, we're going to make this the focal point for all the other things we're going to do in this neighborhood. So we acquired Reeb Elementary School that's now under design, that it too is going to be reused for so many things for this neighborhood. We are doing a home repair program. We're doing senior citizen housing. We've done so much. Right now the city has put up about $18 million just for this area over the past few months to make sure that the South Side comes back in a great way. And we're proud of that. And so this is a new beginning for this area. And it's represented by a great man, John Maloney. Now, I was a city council aide when John Maloney was a city council man. And that tells you how long ago that was. But he was a great man. I knew him. And he was an icon in many ways. And he worked for the poor. He worked in the areas of health care. He worked in the area of homelessness. He try to make sure that everyone was given the same opportunities in our community. And he did it on city council. He did it in the community. He did it every way possible. The John R. Maloney Family Health and Wellness Center will give neighborhood residents a one-stop shop for quality health care services. One-stop shop right here in this building. And it's taken a lot of good people to make this work. CNHC, Columbus Public Health, Adam H., Mary Haven, North Community Counseling Services, OSU Western Medical Center, Moms to Be Program, the Design Group, Daimler, Finance and Management for the City of Columbus, Paul Rakowski, John Hansen, all those great people that build our buildings. You, again, did a great thing. Design Group, I think, was the designer. Am I right about that? I got the right name? Yes, Mike. And this tells you what we can do when the public authorizes the city to borrow resources, because this was paid for from bond proceeds. And we have before the public today, on November 5th, issues 1, 2, 3, and 4, and asking the public to support those bond issues to allow the city of Columbus to borrow money to use the proceeds to do other health centers, to do rec centers, parks and recreation, repave our streets. And we think that's also important because Columbus, we happen to have the best credit rating for a city of our size in the nation. We have a better credit rating than the state of Ohio. We have a better credit rating than the United States government. They say we have a credit rating that only 12 nations of the world have. That's how good our credit rating is. And so we need folks to support issues 1 through 4. And this building is magnificent. It's sustainable, 21st century, high-performance windows, all kinds of things that make this a green building with green building materials and chemicals, state-of-the-art ventilation strategies.
The John Maloney Health Center will offer quality health care, including family practice, prenatal care, nutritional services, OBGYN, immunizations, and pediatric services. Here's Tom Horan, CEO of the Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers.
This beautiful new facility is one more example of our shared commitment to the goal, which is improving the health of the citizens of Columbus. And yet, the city's support for primary health care being available to residents right in their own neighborhood is nothing new. It was 40 years ago this year, in 1973, that the city began providing funding to community health centers. In fact, the old Southside Settlement House, located just two blocks from here, was one of the first to establish a neighborhood health center. It was one of only two such entities in the entire city. From the very humble beginnings on the third floor of the old Southside Settlement House on Reeb Avenue, it just had a few small exam rooms. We have evolved into the state-of-the-art health and wellness facility, and CNHC is honored to be continuing the tradition of attending to the health needs of the residents of the South Side. It was also back that long ago, even a little bit longer ago than when the mayor worked with John Maloney, that I had the chance to work with him when he was executive director of St. Stephen's Community House, which also housed a neighborhood health center. And as noted earlier, in the beginning, community health centers were far from being state-of-the-art facilities. The original St. Stephen's was in an old car dealership on Cleveland Avenue. But John had a vision of a comprehensive system of health centers serving all the neighborhoods of the city. And through the work of city council and through the work of mayors over the years, and certainly the work of our current mayor and city council, this vision that John had, this facility today actually completes that vision. And I know he would be proud to see his name affixed to this building, knowing that his vision had become a reality. The legacy and commitment to health has been constant in Columbus, championed by mayors and city council members who have followed John Maloney. What has changed, however, is the way CNHC is providing care in all seven of our locations, and in particular, this new facility. With the opening of CNHC, John Maloney, our patients will be able to access primary care and specialty care in one location. Through the partnerships with the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, North Community Counseling Services funded through ADAM, the Moms-to-Be program, this will be a one-stop shop for patients with general, specialty, and behavioral health needs. Through a phased approach, we will begin integrating a broad range of services with our traditional services of primary care, internal medicine, OBGYN, and pediatrics. In the coming months, specialists in the area of cardiology, ENT, pulmonology, podiatry, dermatology, endocrinology, and mental health will begin seeing patients. Physical therapy and occupational therapy services are also being planned. This is an exciting new model for CNHC and for federally qualified health centers in general. We know of no other federally qualified health center in Ohio or in the region that is integrating care in this fashion. Our excitement comes from knowing that this new model will ensure better continuity of care for our patients and, most importantly, improve health outcomes. Patients who have the option of going across the hall to see a specialist rather than traveling across the city are much more likely to follow through with their treatment. Patients will be able to establish relationships with each of the providers. We know this is what ultimately makes a difference in the effectiveness of care. Nowhere in Columbus is the need for this type of integrated model greater than in the Columbus South Side. For far too long, there has been a shortage of primary and specialty health care services in this area. I know that the mayor and Dr. Long and I talked about that probably 10 years ago, and the fact that we're able to bring this facility here today really is exciting. We anticipate that as many as 3,500 Southside residents who are new to CNHC will initially be served in this facility. And I expect that soon after entering the doors, those patients who are new to CNHC will be as excited as we are, not only about the services that are available, but also about the beautiful environment in which these services are delivered. Now, as has been mentioned by both the mayor and Councilmember Tyson, this doesn't happen by just one or two people. It's a work of a lot of people. I want to thank three members of my board that I know are here this afternoon. Sarah Whiting, I believe, is standing over in the corner. She's the president of our board. Dr. Kevin Dixon is somewhere out in the crowd. And Senator Charlita Tavares also serves on the board of CNHC and has provided this organization, my organization, a tremendous amount of support in the recent years. I also want to thank Mr. Reed Fraley and Ed Roberts, Anna Rude Mattel, and Jeff McGlade. Four of my staff members have worked really hard to make sure that the elements inside the building are ready to go for all of you to view today.
The OSU Wexner Medical Center is also involved in the Maloney Health Center. From the Wexner is Dr. Stephen Gabby.
I can't tell you how proud I am to represent the Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center as part of a team that will be bringing life-changing health care to the South Side in the John Maloney Health Center. Now the community will have in its neighborhood world-class health care that will be easily accessible to all the citizens of the community. The partnership between the Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers and Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center will make this high-quality health care available to you, as has been emphasized, when you need it the most. We will be providing services in physical therapy, occupational therapy, and clinical dietetics through the leadership of Dr. Deb Larson, who's director of our School of Health and Rehabilitative Sciences, and Deb is with us today. And we'll also be providing specialty medical services, beginning with cardiology. But what I want to emphasize is, just as we've done on the Near East Side, through our Partners Achieving Community Transformation Project, we'll provide the services the community wants and needs. These will be directed at your healthcare needs. So at the Wexner Medical Center, our model for healthcare is personalized healthcare to improve people's lives. And that's healthcare that's preventive, predictive, personalized, and very important, participatory. And we look forward to the participation of the Maloney Healthcare Center, the participation of the community, of our healthcare providers, and most importantly, the patients and their families. Now I want to introduce someone, and I better do it right, who I know will have an impact on the health and wellness of the smallest residents of the South End, some of them who aren't even here yet, and that's my wife, Dr. Pat Gabby. She and her team will open their third Moms to Be site here at the Maloney Health Center, and she'll tell you about the program. Pat?
Okay. Thank you, Steve, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm really happy to be here to talk a little bit about Moms-to-Be program. We'll be starting this early next year here at the Maloney Center. Our goal at Moms-to-Be is to save babies' lives. We want to improve their birth weight, how their reduce preterm deliveries, especially in moms who live in poverty and lower income communities. We have two sites now in Wineland Park and at OSU East, and this will be our third site. We're built around nutrition and support. We want moms to have healthy babies and reduce the stress that is in their lives. Our moms meet one-on-one weekly with a medical dietitian, and I see her here in the audience. And we talk about how you can eat and have a healthier diet for yourself and for the baby. We make and eat a healthy meal together. And I'm just so excited about the kitchen. It's wide enough so that everyone can fit in there and chop the vegetables and cook together and learn how to cook something that's healthy and tasty. After the babies are born, many of our moms keep coming, and we help educate them and help with parenting, help them have a healthy baby through the first year of life. So we look forward to being part of the Southside community. We need your help. We need help from volunteers. Help us identify moms who are early in their pregnancy. Come to the Maloney Center. Start your prenatal care early. Learn to cook with us. We'll be here every week to cook with you and have a healthy lunch. In the meantime, if you want to send the mom, any pregnant mom, to OSU East, we will be happy to help them get there.
The Columbus Recreation and Parks Department offers a wide variety of programming to ensure that children have a happy and healthy childhood. Part of the department's mission is to provide children with nutritious meals. Building on the success of a summer feeding program partnership with the Children's Hunger Alliance, city council members have passed an ordinance sponsored by Recreation and Parks Committee Chair Zach Klein to allow the city to enter into a $30,000 contract with the Dispatch Media Group to promote the Students Eating, Learning, and Having Fun, or SELF program. SELF is an after-school feeding program for children ages 5 to 18 that also provides organized, safe, and structured programs at select rec centers. Here's Councilmember Klein and Rec and Parks Director Alan McKnight.
In Recreation and Parks 24-26-2013, to authorize and direct the Director of Recreation and Parks to enter into a contract with Dispatch Media Group to promote and advertise the department's after-school feeding program. To waive competitive bidding provisions of the Columbus City Code, sections 329.12, 329.13, and 329.14, to authorize the expenditure of $30,000 from the Recreation and Parks Operating Fund, and to declare an emergency. Director McKnight, could you give us some insight on why the department's requesting a waiver?
President Ginther, Councilman Klein, members of council, this is an effort to further promote the after-school meals program as we continue to try to grow that and serve more of the young folks in this community. The Dispatch Media Group obviously controls the print media with the Dispatch and also This Week newspapers, and we're targeting certain zip codes with This Week newspapers in order to be able to reach, we think, the population that can best benefit from the after-school program, so that's why we're trying to work specifically with them on this project.
Yeah, I could tell you that there's nothing more frustrating than offering these great programs to the City of Columbus, whether it's in Recreation and Parks or Development being the two that I happen to chair, and folks not knowing that these programs exist. So I know in the summer feeding program that some of the advertising has demonstrated up to a six-fold increase in the amount of participation for children due to the advertising. So hopefully we can see some of the similar success with the word getting out that there's meals available for kids that need them and that they're available for them to take advantage of after school through this program.
For more information on the SELF program, go to the Recreation and Parks website and search Summer Food Program. Columbus City employees are in the giving spirit. The 2013 Combined Charitable Campaign is underway and runs through mid-November. The effort gives workers a chance to make a one-time donation or a payroll deduction to support one or more deserving charities that enrich and improve the lives of Columbus families. The goal is to raise $163,000 this year from the city. The money will be used to provide basic health needs needs, rehab and education services, social and community services, environmental conservation, and much more. Here's Cheryl Nelson of the United Way and campaign co-chair for the City of Columbus, Jason Pappas of the Fraternal Order of Police, during a presentation to City Council.
And I'm extremely happy to be here this evening representing United Way as we proudly serve the City of Columbus Combined Charitable Campaign as a campaign coordinating organization. This is a role that we've held since the CCC started in 1996. We're looking forward to another successful partnership this year with over 190 charities and 9 federations participating. This really is a tremendous opportunity for city employees to donate to the charities of their choice. Many of these agencies couldn't continue to provide critical services without the assistance of the combined charitable campaigns such as the city CCC. In my role as a CFO at United Way, I have the responsibility for ensuring that all donor funds are efficiently processed with the highest standards of accountability and transparency. And every day I witness the generosity of our fellow community members benefiting others through their charitable donations. I have a great job. So we look forward to another successful combined charitable campaign and the positive impact that your donations will have on those in need. And I thank you for the opportunity to work together to improve lives and strengthen our community.
My role is a little different. The incredible people at the United Way and the campaign really do a great job of all the statistical and background and laying out the programs and services. My role is a little different. I'm trying to increase giving amongst my membership. So what I've done is I would like to relay a story that I've been sharing with my members in an attempt to increase the donations. And it goes like this. Several years ago, a relative of mine was in desperate need of counseling services that, due to budget constraints and heavy caseload, were not available through traditional governmental services in his community. As a result, he turned to a remotely located, faith-based organization where he was able to get the services he needed in order to achieve and maintain a healthy and productive life. It was at that time that I learned there were many non-governmental service providers, almost all of which seemed to be, in varying degrees of need, of a critical influx of monetary donations. However, what I did not know was how to help or how to donate. Further, some of the very organizations who needed help the most did not have the staff or resources to devote to soliciting charitable donations. Fortunately, today, the Columbus Combined Charitable Campaign rectifies those issues. Not only does the campaign list hundreds of needy and worthy charities, it provides a mechanism to connect the charity to a funding stream through payroll deduction, which enables the charity to raise funds and awareness without additional administrative personnel. It also allows more dollars to be directly directed to programs and services and provides more access to additional recipients who would otherwise go unserved. So, whether your heart breaks at the thought of a child who will receive nothing for Christmas, or if the thought of a hungry and abandoned pet makes you sad, or whether you want to assist in the eradication of cancer or provide medical services to the underprivileged, I implore you to pick up the campaign catalog, review all of the worthwhile charities, select one or more, and authorize a payroll deduction. And if there is a charity to which you want to give but is not on the list, just use the other agency designation and the campaign will get the contributions to them. You can do this. It's easy and it's convenient. All that I ask is that you give from the heart.
We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's callthe@columbus.gov. Don't forget to follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.